I'm Mark.
And I'm Teresa. Come hang out with us today.
On my Fix It Up Life.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Hyde tools are available at the Home Depot.
What a perfect day to play left right there. The
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live!
Hi guys, I'm Teresa.
And I am Mark, and we're talking with Gail from My Repurposed Life. And we're talking to her about A, roadside treasure, stuff she finds, and B, why she stole our name.
Our name?
What? You stole my name?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We probably took yours.
No, we didn't take each other's. It's sort of like, you know, when there's a good idea, I always say whenever we have a good idea, there's probably 10 other people having a similar idea at the same time because it's a good idea.
Like when I invented zippers when I was a kid.
Yeah
Mark totally invented zippers. No, we didn't.
How are you, Gail? We haven't seen you since the Krylon spray down.
I'm doing very well, thanks. It's so good to see you all again. I miss you already.
Aww,
oh, big hug.
Group hug.
Oh.
That felt so good.
That actually didn't feel like anything because, you know, it's pixelated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, roadside treasure is something I think about all the time because, well, we have in our town, we have the truck that goes by on trash day every week. And the truck is the truck that collects, they put all the stuff in from people's, yeah. You know.
Oh, you're talking about the junker guys.
The junker guys, and they're picking through everything, and they come by regularly.
They're looking for all the metal that's in there.
But I think about that, though, like going through and picking through and trying to figure out what's good and what's not good from flea markets, from garage sales, from discards, from friends and family, and all the cool stuff that you do to repurpose things and all the things you do to inspire everybody that engages with you on Facebook, that you have, like, so many people showing all their awesome, you know, repurposed treasures, too. I think
it
that's
really
pretty cool.
Is, yes, it really is catching on. I want to know what's the last thing you picked up on the curb, Teresa.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm not allowed to.
Wow. Well, I am the trash captain.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that. I elected myself after I had a dream about it.
Yeah.
So you put it out there, but you don't bring it in.
Sometimes I'm tempted all the time. I see, like, for example, I was in a doctor's office recently, and there was another office moving. There's a sign somewhere, a piece of paper, free office furniture. I practically missed my appointment to go in and see what they had.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you did. You picked up a desk once and didn't really work out from the roadside. But I'm not allowed to take anything in because I save everything and I say I'm going to do something with it. And he thinks I'm a hoarder because I have things that I am planning to do things with, so I'm not allowed to bring anything else that's into the house until I do all of my projects.
Well, I'm always afraid to throw something out because as soon as I do, I'll need it. So I tend to hold on to things.
That's so true.
But you are going through, for My Repurposed Life, all kinds of these roadside treasures and roadside finds to create stuff on a regular basis. Like, you're going through your inventory, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I go and pick from things. I rarely have to buy things. Buy some new lumber, but usually if I need a stick or a spindle or a hook or a latch, I have it on hand because it's in the window department or the door department or the cabinet door department. They all have little departments where I store my things.
Is your stuff organized?
Today, yes. Very organized.
That is really good, you know, to be able to have all kinds of things to pick from. I wish I could have that at my house.
I love it. We're going to because we're remodeling part of our home to create some storage, and I just had some rocking ideas that we'll share at another time.
They probably have nothing to do with my stuff at all.
No.
Probably not.
No. Well,
Don't throw it in the dumpster, okay? Put it on the curb so that someone else can pick it up.
Yeah.
I usually put my things out about a week before garbage day. So that way, if I don't want something, someone else has the opportunity to get it before the garbage truck.
I remodeled a kitchen once, old kitchen, and it had one of those cast iron, actually I've done this twice, cast iron porcelain covered old wash basins, you know, with the two sides.
Yeah.
You know, those are about 100 years old, give or take.
Understand.
And the first one I did, I put that out, put it on sawhorses. It weighs a couple hundred pounds probably. Might have lasted 2 hours.
Yes. Oh, see, that's so much better than going to the dump.
Well, have you ever seen, you know, that show, How I Met Your Mother? Have you ever seen the episode where they have, like, they call it, like, the triangle out in front of their stoop, where they put things out there? They literally would put stuff out there, and they'd turn around, and it would be gone. So it was like, so somebody would take it so fast because they're in New York City. Like, that was the premise of it. As soon as you put it outside, it's gone.
Was
somebody
it like
else has it.
The Bermuda Triangle? Is that what's it?
No, they called it something else, some kind of other triangle.
I hadn't seen that one. I had to give you an inquisitive look because I thought, we watched that show together, dear.
Apparently not.
You're cheating on me with that show.
I want to talk about roadside discards and things that you have upcycled. And how do you know? How do you know if something has enough integrity, you know, structural or whatever, so that you know that you can work with it and make it into something new? Like, what do you look for?
You know what? I just bring it home and examine it later. Like, one of the pieces, it was New Year's Eve. It was pitch black dark, and it was a dresser. A friend called me and said, it's on the road. Come get it if you want it. And I did. Had no idea what I was picking up and putting in the truck. I just brought it home and examined it afterwards, because if I don't want it, I'll put it out to my curb and pass it on to the next junker.
That's really good.
Do you have to tip your garbage men to take all of the stuff sometimes just to make sure the flow?
No, I have an excellent garbage company, so no, I don't have to tip them. And most of the time, it's not there when garbage day rolls around. It's gone already.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like that.
On My Repurposed Life, you made a project out of two cabinet doors that I love. It was a little bench so small that you could put dolls on it.
That was my latest, yes. Because
I thought that was great.
I went to the cabinet door department and tried to find two cabinet doors that were similar and almost the same size, and I found two.
That's really nice.
Perfect. Perfect. Was it a doll bench? Because I won't lie to you, the dolls were a little creepy.
Those were my daughter's dolls. They were a little creepy, and they were oversized. But it really would make a nice planter garden for the garden, a bench, you know, to put really bright, colorful flowers on. So it doesn't have to be for dolls or kids. It could be, you know, multi-purpose repurposing.
So when you're looking at something like that, so you went out to find doors to make that project. Do you usually have a project that you want to make, or do you let the objects speak to you?
They speak to me, and sometimes it might take a year before something actually hits me. I have to turn it upside down and sideways, and I'm like, oh, this is what it wants to be. So that it's a process for sure.
It's quiet for a while, and then finally it says, I would like to be a dresser with a sink in it.
It yells at me.
That's really cool. I like that.
What did you make out of that sink? The dresser that you found on New Year's Eve.
I made it into a media center, sort of looks like card catalog. I sent a picture. You might have it there. It was missing. Some of the drawers were just not very good, so I took the two drawers out, and then there it is. Do you see it? Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome.
And it wasn't, you know, people say, oh, I had that, or my grandmother had that. But the integrity of the wood, it's pressed wood. It's not anything. You know, it's not a family heirloom. You know, calm down, people. I'm not ruining expensive antiques. It's junk. It was in the garbage. You know, I brought it home and saved it.
So how do you deal with that kind of response? There are a lot of people that say, if it's made out of wood, you shouldn't paint it. You shouldn't do anything to it. You should leave it as it is.
Typically, I ignore it because it's just, you know, it's going to be there. There are people that are like that, and you can't convince them otherwise. A lot of people don't like painted furniture, painted cabinets, but, you know, it's mine, and if that's what I want to do, then I do. and not every piece, though. I really draw the line at family pieces. And I just, a couple years ago, I redid a dresser that my daughter begged me not to paint because it was my mother's, and I said, okay. And I refinished it. So that's where I draw the line, family.
Have you found in your travels for treasure that piece that you're talking about, that heirloom piece that someone else threw away, you know, some rifts on white oak, gorgeous sideboard or whatever?
No, I usually find junk. Yeah. I've come across a lot of things, but my limit on thrifting, if I don't find it on the curb, is $5. Sometimes 10. Because
I love that you have a limit.
Well, you have to. It stops the impulse buying.
See, that's great, though. It gives, like, your whole world, like, all your projects are in that world. I think that's awesome. I only spend $5,000 when I go out.
So I'm okay if I start spending up to $5 on random things?
As long as the random thing A goes to dumpster B, then random thing C minus random thing A2, so we make room for random thing C. Do you need me to flow chart this for you?
I think I'm sending you to Gail's house for a while so that he can, like, reprogram you.
Two out, one in.
No.
Yeah, gone. I'm in charge of that, by the way. Trash captain.
He thinks all of my things aren't worth keeping.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But if
we have a wood pile in the basement of all kinds of things from you.
Half of them are your projects.
We do have my stuff in that pile.
Are you kidding me? I've got flooring for the house that I know we're going to need when we redo a bathroom. So that's most of it. The rest is a project she might do.
But I'm like, this piece of molding, I'm sure we could use it for something.
Oh, we have an old door. And we do. And we will use that for something somewhere.
I think we need Gail to come to our house.
Oh, would you come to our house and work on that door for me so I don't have to? I
mean,
so we can see
it. Not to work, but to sort of referee and say, you know, Mark, she can make that. It's true. It's possible. It'll be beautiful.
I have no doubt.
It's worthy of keeping.
So I love that you inspire everyone to share their pictures. I think it was every Sunday you have.
Yes, it's Sunday Share Day on my Facebook page. And people, there are a lot of bloggers who we have an outlet to share our things. And there are people who don't have blogs and they only have Facebook pages. So Sunday Share Day is where people can share their most recent finds because we love to see junk other people get and the deals they get. I don't know why, but people love it. It's some of my most popular blog posts, so they can share their most recent finds or their best projects.
Well, I hope that I'll be sharing something soon.
So do I.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to hold you to it.
I'm going to totally do that.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll get some stuff done. We'll take it from the bag, the box, or the thing that it's even not in, just laying there, and we'll turn it into something we can then give away. What?
Give away.
Can I enjoy what I make for a little while before?
What do you think, Gail?
I think she should pick something off the curb. The next thing you see, Teresa, I think you should bring it home tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to do.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Save it.
What? Nice. That's a high five.
Yes.
It's also me raising my hand to ask a question.
Well, we have just about 30 seconds left. What are you going to ask?
In the 30 we have left.
No pressure.
How much office furniture do you find that you just roll on by? The desk chair. That's a popular one.
I know. And that and the old entertainment centers, you know, that nobody needs anymore. I think that is the thing that is gone. It's the dinosaur. And that's what I see a lot of, that entertainment starts with an S furniture, you know, that we used to have back in the 80s with put together with the little funny screws, you know. So that's what I do mostly.
So you have to follow Gail at My Repurposed Life.
Yes.
Find out what you can make for under $5.
And share it on Sundays on her Facebook page.
And thank you for hanging out with us and talking roadside finds with Gail for My Repurposed Life. Keep your design and DIY inspired while you're on the move with more My Fix It Up Life tips and ideas. Follow us and Gail on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. And make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life Live.
Yay. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you, guys. Great to see you and hang out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a perfect night. diamond.